Today's daf is daf Nun Aleph, Masechet Bava Metzia. We're in the fourth perek, perek HaZahav, in the middle of the sugya of Ona'a. And we got up to Nun Amud Beit, and we've got Omar Rava, which is one third of the way up on the daf. As far as the bottom line of all of the halachas that we discussed yesterday in the various machlokas and in the different shitot, Omar Rava Hilchot Halacha L'Maisa, Pachot Mishtut Nikne Mekach. Halacha is, if it's less than 1/6, the Mekach is Nikne through Bechila right away. Yoter Al Shtut is Bitul Mekach, but only Bitul Mekach, so that there's no way that you can be, if you want to make a deal, you make a new deal, but it's over. Shtut. Now, halacha is that you're kena, meaning that you can't change your mind. You don't have an option of changing your mind. It's not the simple way we understood it yesterday. There's no option of changing your mind. You're kena, and the guy has to give you back the oina'ah. But he cannot say, I prefer just to cancel the whole deal. You can't do that. Both of the latter, zevezebek leshiyar et letagar o lekrovo, the shear is like the rabbanon, and that's not a shear mechila. Obviously, it cannot be the shear of the mechila, because then there wouldn't be a difference between the mechila and the shtut, right? The only difference that we had was the right that you had yado ala yonah, but he's not paskin yado ala yonah. He's paskin, you have no right to anything but getting the ona'a back. So obviously, there has to be a difference between the mechila and the ona'a. That difference is that there's no time. The mechila is assumed instantaneously. And that's a shear that we're kaveya. After that, you'll have mechila and shtut, but you'll only have it if it's after the time that enabled you to do due diligence. Tani kavati de rava, we have actually a brayta like that. And the truth is, we don't really have a brayta like that because the brayta is going to bring the machloket Rabbi Yehonasan and Rabbi Natan, which is, of course, only one shita. Rabbi Natan shita is like rava, that you don't have yadol al yonah, you just have the bitul mekach. However, since Rabbi Natan is considered always legabi the halacha to be dayan, so he's like a mumche. That's the way that we saw it before in Baba Kama. Rabbi Natan Dayanahu Venachet Lum Kedadina. We paskin like him. So we view this as a tani kavati de rava. Ona'a pachot mishtut, nikne mekach. Yetra shtut, bato mekach. Shtut, koneo machzir ona'a, but the kinyan is an absolute one. Divi Rabbi Natan, which is precisely what Rava said. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Omer. No, in the case of a shtut, yad mocher ala el yonah, which is strange. In the end, we're going to see later that this can't mean yad mocher ala el yonah. It probably means, that's just one example. Or yad lokech, in other words, whoever was nitana. Other alternatives, but we won't deal with them now. We'll get to the Gemara later on today. So yad mocher ala el yonah, rotze omer ten li mikhi, o ten li masha initani. You could say either way. So depending on who was the one, we have the amount of time. Later on we'll see that actually this isn't even true, and that the shiur is only a shiur on the lokeah. Indeed, this shiur of how much time you have is only the lokeah. But you could have, if you're the mocher, you could always have charata, because you could say that you never found an equivalent thing to show somebody and to ask him. Nema misayele. Chazru l'divrei chachomim. Remember yesterday we had the tagarelud, that after Rabbi Tarfon gave them the extra time for chazorah, for the buyer, so they said, forget it, it's not worth it. We're going to end up with more returns than it's going to be worth for the extra money that you're allowing us to make. So now, I mean, but it's a two-way street. Rabbi Tarfon, I would have thought, if it wouldn't be from Nachman, Rabbi Tarfon was giving them an option to change their minds as much as the buyer changed the mind. So, I mean, Bishlama, Mocher Leolam Choseyam, Bishlama, if you're going to tell me that indeed that wasn't an issue, because even according to the Rabbana, the seller can always have Charat. Mishumachi Chazru, so because of that, they were saying, oh, this is crazy. A buyer's going to be able to change his mind. I mean, we can always change our mind. But Leyam Mocher Namikal, okay, I'm dummy. If you're going to tell me, not like from Nachman, that the Mocher actually only has a certain amount to change his mind, so then the same way that Rabbi Tarfon was helping the buyer, he's helping the seller. So my nafkalumina. Yeah, come on. And what are the chances that Tagare Lud are going to need time to change their mind? I mean, they're the ones who know the prices. That's a disaster for the businessman to have the buyer able to change his mind. It doesn't help him much to have the seller be able to change his mind. So therefore, says the Gemara, no, come on. I mean, Tagare Lud, lo shiach the toe. How often are they going to make a mistake? Ushbezichne, the Rami Bar Chama, Zabin Chama. So Rabbi Bar Choma was staying with a guy who sold the chamor, and he sold it. He made a mistake, and he sold it for too little. So Ashpe, the Avi Otzi, he comes in one day to the house. He finds the balabayit is in a bad mood. I sold my chamor for too little. So Zavini Chamravetoy, Omalei, so what's the problem? So go back, tell the guy that you made a mistake. So Zil Hadavacha, Omalei, I can't, it's over the legal period. Shaili Otermidai, I already have over the time, Sher Ela Tagar Ola Krovi. So Rami Bar Choma said to him, don't be so sure about that. Go to Reb Nachman and ask him what the halacha is, knowing, of course, Reb Nachman held that it's only the lokeach that is limited in time. So he sent him to Reb Nachman, and Reb Nachman indeed told him, Amalei lo shana lokeach, avo mocher lo olam chozer, my time. Lokeach mikcho biyado. The lokeach is carrying what he bought. So wherever he goes, everybody's always saying, how much you pay for that? Oh, you gotta be kidding. I saw it for... So he finds out very quickly that he bought it for the wrong price. So, they'll tell him. But, I mean, the mocher doesn't have what to show. So, mocher, the lo nakat mikhem yada. So, how's he gonna know? Only by happening upon somebody who happens to be selling the same thing. And he sees, oh my God, this guy's selling it. It's worth 20% more than I thought. So then he has Chalish Zadas. But Adim is Ramele Zvinte Kezvinte. Until that happens, Vyana Yitavi Lota, that may take months, I don't know, maybe years. So over there's no shear in how long he can come to get it back.
But why isn't there protection on the market they start to get things over the other way?
It's because it's so rare for the seller to be Mitana. Like we said, it's rare. Ahu Gavadavi Nakat, but we'll see, by the way, anyway, later on, what type of seller we're talking about. The next mission. It's not a marketplace issue so much. Ahu Gavadavi Nakat Varakshe Lizvuni Kari Shita Vishavya Khamish. There was a guy that was about, he was collecting from his home the silk ribbons that he needed money. So he was going to sell the silk ribbons that his wife and daughters were using. And he goes out, these varkashim, and he goes out and he announces Kari Shita. And actually, it was only worth Chamisha. And that would have been cheating, of course. But he was only asking for the higher price because assuming that people pay 5.5. They pay 5.5, then it'll be okay. So now a guy, a smart aleck, comes along and he says to himself, well, if I'll offer him 5.5 and he takes it, so then he's making money and I have no way of getting my money back, right? So you know what I'll do? I'll give him 6, which is, oh no. Then I'll come and sue him and I'll get the extra money back and then I'll get it for 5. So it's g'day for me. Nah, I'll take the whole load from him, no? Okay, so who gavra? It's just stuff from the beginning. So he's got these silk ribbons, the zvuni, and he announces Kari Shita v'shavi chamish. But iavi yavi lechamish v'paga v'shake. Comes along this smart alagaya ota hu gavra v'omar. Aha, he says to himself, iya ivna lechamish v'paga, so then it's going to be mechila. And then I'm going to only get it for that price. It's better for me to meet his price and not argue with him. So ten le shita, and then at beila dina, I'll get back all difference and I'll walk away with it for 5. Ota lekami de rova, to Rava to sue him. Omar Lay, so Rava said, what do you mean? You can't get any money back. Lo shana elo belokeach min hatagar, avo belokeach mi balabayit, en lo elo vona'a. If you purchase something that somebody is selling on his own, from his own things, he's got a garage sale, he can be kovea whatever price he wants. Because he's not selling you goods. He's selling you his goods. Big difference. So for him, it's not worth it to sell unless it's what you're going to pay for it. You don't want to pay, don't buy. He's not telling you when he makes the sale that this is what it's worth. He's telling you this is what it's worth to him. So Bemel, if you want to buy from a guy like that, whatever you pay is what you paid. And therefore, you cannot have karot and there's no ona'a. You can never come back and ask for your money back. And there was another guy, same ice, who gave it enough to keep his money. This guy, he had these rings to sell, also from his home. And he announces, Kori Shitin, Bishavi Chamishin. So they were worth 50 and he's selling them for 60. And Lamaisi would have accepted 55. See, so another guy who's a smart aleck makes the same cheshbon. So then that means that's going to be the final prices. Then I'll be mechila. Better that I should give him his price, obtain lo shitim, and then I'll get the whole difference back, and I'll end up with getting it for 50. See, it's by Ladina. And Otto Kamriv Kista. Omar Lei, Loshana Belokeh Minatagar, Belokeh Mibalabayit, Elo Alavon. I told him exactly the same thing that Rava had said. You cannot get your money back when you're buying from a personal sale. And Rav Dimi said to Rav Chista, Yasher, excellent. V'chein amar Rav Elazar, Yasher. What do you mean, excellent? But the Mishnah says, and then the very next Mishnah, V'anan Tanan, of course this is the intro to the Mishnah, Kishem she'ona'ala hedyot, kach ona'ala tagar. Now, when you say, ona'ala hedyot, what do you mean? Is it the hedyot, the balabayit, that's selling his own stuff, right? So apparently it's the same din. No, Amrav Chista, that's not talking. That's talking about at Sadraita. Avomonitash mishte, the Akire Ale, lo mazbinalu ilav bedami yatera. That's talking about a guy who's selling Tupperware out of his house. So you're selling Tupperware, it makes no difference if you're a balabayit or if you're a tagar. But if you're selling your own personal goods in a garage sale, you could be koveya whatever price you want. And that's what it's talking about over here with the guy who was selling the silk ribbons or the guy who was selling the rings. They were selling their personal effects. Personal effects you can ask anything for. Somebody buys from you, it's as if you're telling him, look, this is what it's worth it for me to sell. You want to buy, fine. Not go to a jeweler and get something that everybody buys. Okay? So therefore, there are really three cases that we're talking about over here, and we'll see. The emes is that there's four cases, as it will become clear after the next Mishnah. So there's a case of a personal sale in which the dinim of onah do not apply at all. There's a case of a tagar who is a sirsur, as we'll see. That type of tagar, he's a day trader. And the one thing he knows is price. So over there, there's also, that's the opposite extreme. There's no ona'ah, because as the Gemara is going to explain later, a guy that's a day trader knows prices, and if he sells at a loss, he's selling because he wants money to invest in something else that's more kedai for him. Now that he's coming to try to get his money back, that's just shtick, because now he doesn't need the money, so now he figures I'm going to, that we're not going to give him. So those are the two extremes. In the middle, you have people selling things out of their home, which people often do in those days. The Tupperware were these canvas covers and so on. They didn't have Tupperware yet. So that was what he was talking about. Sadriata was their version of Tupperware, made out of canvas. So people, the women would always have Sadriata parties, as you know. So over there, that would be similar to a small businessman. He's not a trader, he's a businessman. He's a Balmakolet. Prices vary. That's not up with the prices. Very supposed to know that he's selling at a loss. I mean, he didn't realize that now people are paying double. He bought it last year sometime. You know, he figures out getting my money out of it. What do I care? Lamaisa, the buyer, knows he just saw it down the street for a double. He's getting it for half. Fine. So those cases, ain't nothing on me. Huh? That's right. Okay. Comes along. Yeah, it's okay. Now we're getting into that. This was an introduction into the mission that's now going to discuss the types of people that we're talking about. Oh, no. This was served, as I mentioned, makes the Gemara always creates an introductory diversion to the next mission. If you're up already, maybe you can bring some water. Huh, thank you. Okay. So, in the words of our president, in the words of our president, perfect timing. Echad alokeach, v'echad amocher, yesh lem ona'ah, both buyer and seller have a tain of ona'ah. If somebody bought for two, he paid too little, the seller can say, I was cheated. Kishem she'ona'ah lehedyot, and in the same way that there is ona'ah for a person who's not a businessman, is not aware of prices, kach ona'ah letagar. The same thing would be true of someone who's a professional. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ain ona'ah letagar. Now, mishu talalav, the one who suffered the overcharge or the undercharge, yado ala el yonah. He has basically the right to determine the dispensation of the sale. Ratza, if he wants to, he can say, give me back the overcharge, or pay me the difference now in the real price and the cheap price you gave me. So tain li mo'tai. So either he could say, give me back the whole thing and I want to return it, or he could say, give me back mashinitani, the overcharge or the difference between the undercharge and the real price. Now, obviously, this Mishnah is not going like we just passed on Ahmed Bey's before. We said you don't have that option of Yado Ela Yonah, Aliba the Rabbi Natan. On the other hand, it doesn't seem to be going Aliba the Rabbi Anasi either. Because Rabbi Anasi, the words of Rabbi Anasi a few minutes ago was Yad HaMocher Ela Yonah. And here it's saying Yad HaLokeach also is Yado Ela Yonah. So Minanimil, getting back to the opening of the Mishnah, that both buyer and seller have equal Chiyuvim of Ona'ab. Where do we know that from? We've already seen this limud in the Braita, the Tana Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk, "V'chitim kiru mimkar la amitecha, o kano miyad amitecha, al tonu ish et achiv." No cheating, either in kintim kiru or in imkonu. So if you would just read the "V'chitim kiru mimkar la amitecha, al tonu," I would say, "Ein li ela shenitana lo keach." That's only where the buyer was cheated. How about where the seller was cheated? Nitana mocher minayin, Talmud lomar o kano. In both cases, al tonu. The truth is, both of these were necessary because if the Torah had only said, that's mishum de kimle bizvini. Let's say the Torah addressed the seller and told the seller, you mustn't cheat. Well, I mean, obviously, who's the guy that's going to cheat? I mean, 99% of the time, it's the man who knows precisely the price because he knows what he paid. So now he knows what it's worth. The lokeach, he's got no idea. Somebody shows him something. It sounds okay. He never investigated it before. So lo kimle dizvine, maybe over there. So the Torah, indeed, lo azre rachmana velo tanu. I mean, he's offering a price. What's, you know, it's not as if he knows exactly what it's worth and he's trying to get this guy to sell at a loss or anything like that. On the other hand, suppose we said the lokeach is the one who's over on lo tanu. So would dafka be if you're being kanomi adamitecha? I would say, you know why? Because the bottom line is he's buying. And you're always better to be a buyer than a seller. Because I don't care what you bought, you've got something. And I don't care what you sold, all you got is cash. And next thing you know, the cash is going to disappear. So I would have thought, okay, so the Torah says, alokeach, mishum dekoni. You know how the saying goes, zavinat kanita. You went ahead and you bought something, you own something. Avo mocher, but a seller is always basically losing. Avudekomovit, he's losing what he had. So over there, and that's the common saying, zavin, uvid. A seller is losing. So maybe over there, ema lo azrei rachmana belo tonu. I mean, since over there, lamaisa, he ends up with nothing. Cash is useless. So I would say that maybe that there is a makban on ema lo tonu. Therefore, we need both cases. Comes along Rabbi Yudah to say that despite the fact that the Torah says on either the koner or the mocher al tonu, but if you're a tagar, there's no din of ona'ah. Why? Mishum shu tagar in ona'ah. Why would that be? Om Rav Nachman Amarav, when Rabbi Yudah says a tagar, he's not referring to a normal little businessman, he's referring to a trader, a tagar safsar. This guy's dealing with commodities. He sells 10 million pork bellies a day over the internet. I mean, he knows exactly. If it goes down 1/10 of a penny, he knows to do it. This guy. So my time, Amida Yadei Zvinte Kama Shav, he knows exactly what it's worth, believe me. And he was Michael, the price. Achule Achai was just say, what, he's an idiot? He's not an idiot. He sees that he can make maybe $100,000 on these pork bellies, but if he sells now for less, he'll be able to invest all of his money in something that he's going to quadruple his money on. So it's more kedai for him. So he sells at a loss because he doesn't want to wait to get money. He takes that money and invests it in something else. Then after he makes his money, he claims to be a poor, cheated seller. And now he wants to get that back also. So he wants it in the front and he wants it in the back. Forget it. So there, what he's done over here is Haide Zavnach. The only reason he sold at this low price is Mishum Dizramile Zvinach Zvintach Rita. He found something better to invest in. Now he's got his money, Hashem Yakarabe, and now he wants to get his money back. Amen. So that means that Reb Nachman is explaining that Reb Yudah is being machmer na tagar. He can never get his money back. Reb Ashi says, yeah, na safsar, in other words. Reb Ashi says, my ein la tagar on na'ah means if your livelihood is involved, then there's no mechila. That's what it means. A seller, you could say there's a shear of pachot bichdei ona'ah, and okay, now you win some, you lose some, I overpaid a little. You're helpless anyway, you know, how much research am I going to do? But a seller to lose money when this is his livelihood is terrible. I mean, you're taking it out of his kid's mouth. So over there, I would say that, look, there's no mechila either. The guy made a mistake. He really made a mistake, and he doesn't have the leeway to say, well, you know, win some, lose some. He can't afford to lose some. So I say just the opposite. Ein la tagar ona'ah is not a chumra on a safsar. It's a kula. It's eino b'torat ona'ah. He doesn't have the normal rules of ona'ah because this guy, afilo pachot michdei ona'ah, even if it was less than the shear of shtut, he also has a right to be chozer. Tanei kavati d'Reb Nachman, that no.
The seller.
The seller, the businessman. Now we're talking about a regular businessman.
Yeah. He has a right always.
He has the right to get his extra money. So Tanya Kavasi to Reb Nachman, we actually, though, have a braita that makes it clear that Reb Nachman's understanding of Reb Yehuda, that he was being machmer on the seller, not makil on the seller, and he limited his rights for recovery if he was a safsar. Because in the braita it says, Reb Yehuda omer tagar ein lo ona'ah, and he adds the words, mipnei shehu baki. So mipnei shehu baki is only makes any sense if he's talking about the way Reb Nachman understood it, that he doesn't have a right to ask for his money back, not that he's got a right to ask even for less than a shtut. Okay. Mishu tal alav ona'ah yado al yona. Now, this is strange because the Mishnah doesn't follow any of the shitot that we are aware of. I mean, it's obviously not Rabbi Natan, because Rabbi Natan never said anything about the Yadoa al Yona. All he said was, is you can recoup the money that you overpaid. That's all he says. You certainly cannot come back and say, forget it, I don't want to deal with it, just take it back. You can't say that. And the Mishnah says you can. So, monu matnitin, lo Rabbi Natan, velo Rabbi Anasi. Because I Rabbi Natan, the Mishnah leaves it up to him. Katari ratza, if he wants to, he can ask to be mevatel the bekah. Whereas the braita that said Rabbi Natan's mamar did not give him the option of ratza. He can say, give me back my money. He can't say, give me back my money. He can only say, give me masha onitani. So it's not Rabbi Natan, but it's not Rabbi Yudanasi either. Because the Mishnah is talking about the lokea. He's saying, give me the money that you took from me by overcharging me. And the braita said, the yad hamocher ala elyona. So how, I mean, is it the yad hamocher or is it the yad alokeach? Our Mishnah is talking about the yad alokeach. That's not what Rabbi Yudanasi was talking about. So, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Matiti Kedai Loke, Akbraita Kedai Mocher, Omar Rabbi Elazar, you know, it's a real conundrum, Ona Azo in Yodea Mishana. Can't figure out who the Braita is of the famous Mishnah in Azov of the Din of Avonah. Rabbi says, what's the problem? It's Rabbi Natan. And in the Braita, you can also say Ratsa. And the Machloket between Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Yehuda was not in whether Ratsa, it's in whether it's the Mocher or whether it's either party. So in other words, what Rabbi Natan is saying is that the one who was cheated always has the option. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying only the seller has the option to cancel the sale. The buyer only has the option of getting the cheating money, the overcharge, back. And that's the machloket, excuse me, between them. Rava says, look, the simplest solution is that everybody meant exactly what they were saying, except that they were talking about different cases. Rabbi Yehuda and the Braita gave an example of the mocher, and the Mishnah is complementary and gives an example of a lokeach. So that basically the Braita and the Mishnah saw themselves as complementary and therefore limited themselves to discussing one case. So my deshayer b'matnitin, kamefarish b'braita. The Mishnah was talking about a normal case where the buyer is the one that is cheated, and it's saying he has an option. The Braita was adding, well, I mean, but the same option could have been in the hands of the Mocher in the rather more rare case where the Mocher was the one who was Nitana. But they're not of loggerheads in any way. So that clearly the Mishnah is going a Libra Rabbi Yudanasi and is being Masbir, the sheet of Rabbi Yudanasi, in one direction, which is filled in now by the Braita. Om Ravashi, Deka Nami, you can actually see the fact of the construction of the Mishnah from the words. Because it says, Echad alokea, the Echad al-Mocher, right? Isn't that the way the Mishnah began? It's coming to address the words of Lokeach and Mocher. And then all of a sudden, in the discussion of the dispensation, the disposition, it talks only about the Lokeach. Why would that be? Give me back the money that I overpaid. Why would that be? A Mishnah that introduces itself as talking about either direction. Obviously because it's relying on the Braita. That's the point. So it's a complementary construction. So it starts off, Echad alokeach, v'echad al-mocher. Umefarish le'alokeach, t'shmamna shiur nisher le'mocher. Shmamna, it left out that case to be explained in the Braita, so that what we end up is a binary Mishnah Braita, that's all. And it's a full description in the sheet of Rabbi Yudanas. Itmar. Omer l'chaveiro. Somebody now makes a condition. And his condition is,
no,
I'm selling this to you only on condition that you can't come back to me What's going on? You can't come back to me and demand something out of me if you feel that you've been cheated. Okay? So Rav says makes no difference. You can't make a condition on this. The Torah says there's dinim of onah. You can't say there's no dinim of onah. And therefore, the condition is canceled. That's called matna mashkatub batorah, that as we've seen elsewhere, conditions are not definitive mitzad asfara. Conditions are something that the Torah allows to be built in to a transaction under certain circumstances. But there are other circumstances where the condition doesn't have the power to change the nature of the underlying transaction. So since over here your condition did not fit a well-formed condition, it's as if you never said it. And we're left with the transaction sans condition. Which is a strange way of looking at it to someone from a Western orientation. You don't like the condition, so it's but on what, you know. Here it's the opposite. The condition isn't well-formed, and therefore what's left is the sale without the condition. Which, of course, could be in civil law, so you write a contract that the condition wasn't properly defined. It's on. You may be stuck with a sale and say, well, that wasn't the condition that we discussed. Shush. The bank is after me. No, that's fine. We'll see. We're going to get to that case. As I said, we're going to now examine the assumptions. We started when we started talking about the guy who has a garage sale. What are the assumptions, the nature of this sale? We've already seen that in a case where a man is selling his own things, it's as if he's telling the buyer, it has nothing to do with what it's worth to you. It has to do with what it's worth to me. Now, if you want to buy it, that's fine. You don't want to buy it, don't buy it. I'm not giving you any guarantees as to price. I'm telling you what it's worth it for me to sell for. That's exactly what Rav and Rav Kista were saying before. So obviously there are ways in which you can create a sale where there won't be any tainus. Here the problem is that the way you wanted to assure that is by making it conditional on there being no ona'a. Now obviously that itself is a very strange formulation. Does that mean conditional that there's no ona'a, meaning that nobody's cheating anybody at all, and therefore I'm being machmer, and if there's any ona'a, it's going to be batal? Is it that you could be absolutely certain that I'm not cheating, in other words? Or does it mean, even if I am cheating you, you can't taina? Or does it mean there's no isser in cheating you, and that the Torah wasn't machmer in this case? I mean, obviously, it depends what you're saying. I mean, all of this we're going to look into. V'Shmuel Amar? Shmuel says, well, if that was the condition of the sale, then ein lo alav ona'a. So what does that mean? Lema Rav the Amar Rabbi Meir. So apparently they're arguing in the famous halacha that we had in Kiddushin about whether you could be matneh mashikatuv batorah. So over there, Rav would be holding like Rabbi Meir, as we'll see in a moment, and Shmuel would be going a little bit of review to argue. The Tanya, which we had back in Kedushin, a man goes to be Mekadesh a woman, and he makes a condition of the marriage. This is a marriage of convenience. It's for purposes of the IRS, and it's understood that you have no tviot on me, not for support, not for housing, not for sexual relations. It's a business marriage. So this is a Reyat Mekudesh at least. Almanat she'en lach alai she'er ksud va'onah. So, says Rabbi Meir, that condition is a joke. The condition is canceled, the marriage is chal, and now he's in prison. So, Narezo Mekudeshet, V'tuno Batel, because he was Matnah Mashgatu Batorah, give it Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, some of that was purely financial. I mean, okay, the part about the sex is not financial, but the part about the support and the housing and so on, that's financial. You can make any kind that's not you want when it comes to finances, because after all, I mean, you can always be Michael, so we look at the condition as being a commitment to be Michael. I mean, that's all. So, that part of it is indeed, it's not okayam, and that's mechila. So that seems to be the same thing over here. You're claiming that Rav is saying the whole thing is batal. Must be because he's saying that there's no getter of ona'a. That's what the time means. And how can you say there's no getter of ona'a? I mean, it's one thing you say if you'll be ma'echali ona'a, but that's what he's saying. He's saying you have no right to be tovei ona'a. I mean, that's the Torah gave you a right to be tovei ona'a. Amalecha Rav, how do you see? Obviously, I'm saying this even. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Because, I mean, this fits the din of Rabbi Yehuda when a guy says, you will not be able to be tovei on me. Because I feel a Rabbi Yehuda. At kan lo kom Rabbi Yehuda atam ela diyad a v'kam machla. Now, what happens over here? I'm talking about a case where the guy has no idea what's happening. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a case where the whole point is that he's telling her this is going to be a marriage without support. I'm telling you right now. But if you go over to a guy and you say, you give him a sale, and you say, but no discussions of cheating. This is the price. You could think about it. I don't want anything afterwards coming back and telling me you don't like the price. The guy has no idea whether there's a problem. The way he hears this is this guy doesn't want to hassle. He's selling it to me. It sounds like it's the right price. So, I mean, over there, Reb Yehuda would never say that's called mechila. That's called refusing to acknowledge that the Torah has given you the right to be Tovea, something that was taken from you where it's overcharged. And that, indeed, Reb Yehuda would also be made a... That it's mat now, mashakatu batorah. Instead, I have a right to do this kind of stuff. Have I shut it off? I have to shut off the whole phone. So therefore, atkan lo kama Reb Yehuda atam ala diyadavaka machla. Over there, she understands that he's telling her straight out there's not going to be any support, and she says, I'm merchel. No support. Avalacha mi yoda de merchel. He has no idea that there's going to be any ona'ah. He figures what the guy is saying is that, you know, I don't want to hassle me from you. That certainly, I mean, it looks like a normal sale. So I promise you I won't hassle you. What? Well, I'm happy with the price. I'm happy with the price. I'm a lokeach. It seems to me like a normal price. Then later on, I find out that the bottom dropped out of the market last week, and the guy's selling on the old price. No. Okay. So I certainly wouldn't have been Michael. Shmuel Amar, where Shmuel says on the contrary. I'm saying that even Rabbi Meir would agree on a thing like this. Because look, what was Rabbi Meir talking about? He's talking about the case where a man says no sherk suit vona'ah. So then what he's doing is, you know what he's doing? He's saying openly, I want to redefine marriage. The Torah says that marriage is about relationships, support, and so on. I want to give a new definition of a marriage for IRS. Well, the Torah doesn't recognize such a marriage. So that means the moment you say Aret Mekudeshet, you're saying Mekudeshet, that's what the Torah means. I would like to redefine it. Well, we're sorry, you know. You're on some other planet. You can go redefine it.
Very topical.
So, he's saying he's taking, uprooting the concept of Kedushin. Who's saying that he's uprooting anything? Yeah, I mean, what's he uprooting? All he's doing is he's selling lucky, you know? It's a good deal, and that's it.
All sales final.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's all he's saying, is all sales final. It's exactly what he's saying. Omer of Anna. I want you to know that I heard directly from Shmuel. Forget about discussing what Shmuel might have said. I heard directly from Shmuel that Omer lechavera, al menat she'en lecha alai ona'ah. So then, ein lo alav ona'ah. But if you say, al menat she'en bo ona'ah, hare yesh bo ona'ah. There's a big difference. If you say that word, then you're not saying, I want you to be mochel the ona'ah. What you're saying is on the contrary. You're saying that this is a 100% kosher sale, and I'm telling you, you will not find any ona'ah here at all. So on the contrary. So then the whole thing is a mekach ta'ud. So then you've made a condition that cancels the whole sale.
If there is
ona'ah. So you made life harder on yourself. So over there, Shmuel also says that. Now, of course, that's binding. Makes it.
He's almost reinforcing.
He's reinforcing it now, exactly. He's going to make it a mekach ta'ut no matter what. Whereas in the other way, all he could do is ask for his money back. Here he can say, this is not what we agreed on. So the whole thing is canceled. Now, how about this case? Hanosei v'hanotein ba'amana. So over here, a guy gives somebody schora to sell. He says, look, sell for whatever you're able to get from it. And you know, I'm giving you 2 months to sell this. I'll pay you in order to do it, and I'll take the profit, whatever you can make. And I rely on you that you'll do the best that you can and get as much as you can for this material. Ve'omer lechavero, and or a case where you say to a guy, amanat she'en lecha alai ona'ah. So, ein lo alav ona'ah. In this case, indeed, there would be no ona'ah to come back and say, oh, I can't believe you did that. Or if the other guy now sells for a lot of money, he can't say, well, you know, I mean, the agreement was I sell for the value. I found a sucker that paid me double the value. I'll keep that extra value. Okay, so in all of these cases, there's no tonight that changed on anything. So Li Rav, the Amar Ana, the Amri Afila Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav, who said that I would have said my din, even I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, that indeed it would have been Rabbi Yehuda's Maida that the Tanai is bought on. So who is the author of this? On money. When you say, who's stating that? Because there's no man the honor, according to me, that would agree to that. I say, even Rabbi Yehuda is made that the Tanai is bottle, like Rabbi Meir. You're right. That explanation, which we put into the words of Rav, We said that Rav would hold that, Rabbi Yehuda. That was wrong. That's indeed wrong. Machvarta Rav Amak Rabbi Meir. It indeed seems from here clear that there is a man d'Amar who says that you can say Amanat she'en lecha alayol na'ah, and indeed that's binding. Ein lo alav na'ah. So must be Machvarta Rav Amak Rabbi Meir, like we said originally. And Shmuel Amak Rabbi Yehuda. Rava says it's not even a problem. Not a problem. It depends what it is that you said. What was the context? Kan b'satam. All that what you said was, I'm telling you, ain't lecha alayot ona'ah. Okay, so in such a case, the guy certainly wasn't being meichel because nobody was telling him that there was a problem. So what was he saying? That you lose your rights? The Torah defines those rights. Can't lose those rights. When it says over here, ain't lo alav ona'ah, that was exactly the question asked by our president. How about if you tell a guy beferish, look, I'm selling this to you, it's overpriced. If you want to buy it, you can buy it, but I'm not interested in selling it at the normal price. So therefore, you can tell me right now, I know it's overpriced, and I'm willingly buying it. And indeed, as it says in a brayta, Mamed Dvar Mamur, where are all of these rules about Ona B'Satam? Avo B'Mefaresh. So in other words, the Mocher Shomel Lokeach. Look. This chefetz, zesh, ani mocher b'matayim. I'm trying to sell you this bicycle for $200. I'm telling you right now you can get it over the internet for $100. Exactly the same bicycle. Now, if you want to buy it from me because you like me or because you think I'm going to give you better service, that's your decision. But don't come back to me and start yelling to me about the price. I've actually had this happen. I've had this happen in a computer store. The guy says, look, you're coming in here to buy a computer. If you're thinking about getting a good price, you're not getting a good price. You'll get a much better deal. Go to the internet and get a deal anywhere on a computer. I'm not in business for selling computers for less. I'm in business for selling computers and servicing them. And people buy from me because they like the fact that I'm back it. So you should know right now, don't... And I heard him saying it to other people walking in the store. It says, Kamaze. He says, if you're asking Kamaze, you'll get it cheaper elsewhere. Go away. So if you end up buying from him, you're buying with that understanding. That's what you do.
I had a thing yesterday that's still burning me.
Speaking of the Hilchas Onot.
I mean, it's so perfect for this. I went into a store to get a battery for a watch. Not exactly a watch, a thing. First of all, she didn't do it. I said, how much is it? She said, 20 shekels. It sounded like a little much to me, but, I said, and not only did I have that put in, I got another one, a spare, so that I'd have it with me. But there was something that bothered me. I go down the block to another store. I go in, I say, I need this battery. How much is it? 7 shekels. So three times. So Nicha, the one that was already put in, was taken out. I went back to the store and I just started screaming. And she said, we can't give discounts, we'll give you a zikui. I said, but I'm never going to buy here again because you guys are cheats and robbers. No, we can't give it the cash box. Come back when the manager's here. I was going to start tearing things apart. But, luckily, I mean, 20 shekels, okay, Rebbe yelled.
Have you gone with your hands?
Yeah, I did. But obviously, you don't want to spend 3 years in jail for a lousy, But it's just the idea that they have the chutzpah three times. I mean, that's a lot more than a schutz.
Yes. No, as we explained yesterday, we're not talking about the profit taking. That's a different din, profit taking. We're talking about above the market value on retail. It's a different issue. All right, so if you're mefarish, then that's fine. I'm selling you a bike for $200. I know you can get it for $100 on the internet. And I'm warning you right up front. So we understand each other or not? Over there, it's clear that the context of means that you're Michael. That's what it means. So then, I understand what the problem was over here that you had to turn into Machlokas Tanoim. So there, same thing would be true in the other direction. Look, I'm offering you $100 for this. I know that everywhere else they're selling it for $200. I'm telling you right off the bat. So, I can't afford $200, I'm not going to buy it for $200. I'm willing to buy it for you for $100 if you understand that because you need the money, you want to get rid of this thing, whatever. But don't be upset afterwards that I got a good deal. So you're Deani Boshishavim Matayim. I'm telling you, Amanat she'in l'cha alayona'a. So that is a mechila. It's not a condition. It's an acceptance. Acceptance isn't viewed as a condition of mata mashkatu batorah. Tanu Rabbanu, ha'noseiv ha'notein ba'amana. Once we opened up the door to this consignment idea. So you give a guy a consignment of goods. And you're not koveya the price. What you say is, I will pay you a certain amount of money to get rid of these. I don't know, really, what you're going to be able to get for them. I think you're a very good salesman. You'll get as best as I can get. I'm not going to do it myself. So you hire a salesman, basically. You're not giving him percentages. You're paying him. So in that case, hareze lo yechashevet hara be'amana vet hayafa b'shaveh. Let's say that you have two different types of wine, right? And what you do is you say to him, look, I know you're going to be able to sell like the three gross of the high quality stuff. You'll be able to sell it the first week, okay? Don't pay me that money right off the bat. You pay me after you sell the lot. So that is essentially saying what? That I'm going to allow you to keep the money to make it worthwhile for you to go to the tirch. That's called ribit. That's because you're paying him with shiui ma'ot. Shiui ma'ot is ribit. Because normally you would be paying me up right away as you sell. I'm saying you don't have to because I want you to spend the whole year selling garbage that I won't be able to sell myself. And I understand it's going to go very slowly. So over there, I'm trying to save myself from paying you extra for doing this work. But that's plain old-fashioned rebate. Elo ozev ezeba amana. He pays in the way you normally pay with whatever the price is paying for doing salesman's work. Or both, or the whole thing is on the contrary. The whole thing is looked at as a regular business deal. Ozev ezeb b'shaveh. Evenotein lo tzchar katef. Now, when the guy now brings the money, if he gives it to him as an amana, then of course he has to take off the sabalim, whatever it cost this guy for sabalim, and that does come out of his part. In other words, we first take out the overhead. So if there were ketafim, there were sabalim, he pays for it. If he needed to rent a truck, he has to pay for the schar of the gamal. And he also, if it was an overnight trip and you needed to do sales out of state, you pay for the inn that he stays in overnight. So you give him the schar pundak. But the schar atzmo, but you don't pay him anything. Ain't no tell. Shekvar natan lo scharo mishalem. He's already paid him fully for his own work. What? Scharo mishalem? I didn't say anything about paying him fully for his work. We're in pay him a dime. Scharo mishalem echaka yoivle. Omer Papa, no, we're talking about Tupperware sales, you know? It's bitsadruye. There's a standard of a 4% profit that you make on Tupperware. So that we're taking for granted. This guy's selling Tupperware for you. It's a whole pyramid scheme. You give the guy on the bottom of the pyramid 4%. That's standard. I didn't even mention that. All that I'm saying is the 4% that he's getting does not include the cost that obviously you're expecting him. You're telling him, go make a Tupperware party in Dallas, and he lives in New York. You expect him to pay for the flight out of his 4%. That's what I'm saying. So you pay for the hotel, and you pay for the flight, and he gets a standard 4% for selling.
$50
for Tupperware. Vezev, the last two this year is Bechteshiara Ela Tagar Olek Rova. Tainikavati de Rova, Ona Apachot Mishtut, Nik Nemekach. Yetra Shtut, Botomekach. Shtut, Kanao Magzir Ona Divi Rebbe Natan, and Rebbe Natan is the Diana. Rebbe Yudah Nasi Omer. It's always Yad Mocher El Yona, which we'll see later might mean Yad Nitana El Yona. Rotze Omer Lo Teni Mikri, O Teni Mashi Initani. This whole shear is only for the lokeach. So then the tagarim got nothing out of the extended time, only loss. Again, there's no way to really know whether we're talking about wine or whether we're talking about a chamor, because it's spelled the same way. It's just the context is what really defines it. I mean, it's not a wine, so to talk about selling wine. It must be chamor. Okay, so Zavini chamor of a toy. Omale, so zeal or rabacho. What's the problem? Omale, no, it's already over the time. Shadri the Kamen Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, you can absolutely get your money back. Because Lo Shana, Lo Lokeach, Avo Mocher, Leolam Choser, my time, Lokeach Mikho Biyado, so call Echad Azo Machvele, and people will tell you right off the bat, I guarantee you, everybody will tell you, Ito Ilota. Mocher, the Lo Nakat Mikho Biyade, he's got to wait out the Misramele, he's a Zvinte, which is exactly Kizvinte. Then, and only then, Vieda Ito Ilota, Now, who gavet? Avi nokad varach shechi lizavune. So he kari shita v'shav yachamish. V'yav yav lechamish v'paga v'shaka. Comes along Ahu Gavra, the Omar to himself, Yahivna lechamish v'palga, so then it'll be Mechil, and I'm going to only get it for 5.5 a piece. Etain lo shita, then I'll take him to court, I'll get the rest back, and I'll get it for 5. Ota lechami de Rava, Omar, I know you bought for 6. Because lo shana lebeloker minatagar, of a beloker mi balabayit, you can never taina ona. Ahu Gavra, I mean, I could keep it as vuni, and he announced he wants 60 for it. Lemaiser is worth 50. V'yavi yavale chamishim v'chamisha. He would have taken 55. Comes along another smart aleck and he says, "Ah, I know he's going to take 55, but v'yavinale chamishim v'chamisha. So then I'm going to be stuck with that price. Better I'll give him 60. Then I'll be tovei him." Ato lekame the Rav Chist. Amale lo shina ala belokeh munatagav belokeh mebalabayit in lo alavona. Omer le Rav Dimi Yasher, v'chin Omer Rabbi Elazar Yasher, v'anat nan k'shem shonah lehediot kach onah letagar. I mean, isn't the hediot a balabayin? Omer Rav Chista, no. We're talking sadriyata. It's the Tupperware of a money tashmishte, his own stuff, which is yakiri alei. Lo ma'is b'mei la b'dami yateri. This is what I want for it. It's not worth it for me to sell. I have an emotional connection to it. Echad alokeach v'echad amokher yesh lam ona'a. Kishem shona'a lehediot, kach ona'a letagar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein ona'a letagar. Mishu hu tal alav the ona'a, yado ala elyona. Ratza omer otein li mo'otai, otein li mashi initani. Minon emile that it's on both bocher and koneh. The Torah barach imtim kirum mimkar lamitecha al tonu. Eli ela shinitana lokeh nitana mocher minaitam lo o kano miyada mitecha al tonu. Ve'itzich l'michtav lokeh v'itzich l'michtav mocher. Dikad rak mona mocher. I would say, well, he's the guy who knows what it's worth. Kim lebizvine. Aval lokeh dolo kim lebizvine. Maybe the Torah is not being mazir him to be over on lo tonu. On the other end, dikad rak mona lokeh. I would say, yeah, he's responsible. He's coming out of this with something, you know. The kakoni damrichi zavinta kanita avu mocher. Yeah, it's basically downhill from here. The avudika movi damrichi zavin ovid. He said, ima lo azare rakwana baloto. No, therefore I need both psukim. Rabbi Yudomer, eino na'ala tagar. Why mishumshu tagar eino na'ah? What's that mean? Omer Nachman Omer Rav, we mean a tagar safsar shanu. My time amida yadi zavinte kamashavya. If he's selling for less, it's by definition mechila, and the only reason he's doing it is mishum ditramel zvina achrite, and he needs the cash. But now he wants to get it on both ends. Ashtem yako adarbe. Rav Ashi Omer, on the contrary, ma'in a tagar ona'a eno betorat ona'a, meaning even pachot michde ona'a, you'll have to give it back to him. Because he can't afford to win some and lose some. He's in business to live. Tanika was Rav Nachman, Rav Yudomer Tagarin Lona, Mipnei Shehu Baki. So clearly the issue is the Safsarut. Mishu Talalav Yadolo Yona, Mani Matnit. And Lo Rabbi Natan, Velo Rabbi Yonanasi. Because Rabbi Natan, the Mishnah says you have your option of wanting either. Ratza, you can be Mavato, Ratza, get your money back. Brighta Lokatani Ratza. I mean, the Mishnah is referring to a case of Elokeach, and the Brayta says, "Beferish lemocher is yado ala yona." Omer Rabbi Elazar, I'm stumped by this Mishnah, honestly. Onazo inyodea mishana. Rabba Amar liyolam Rabbi Natani. You're reading the Brayta wrong. The point in the Brayta of Rabbi Natan is not that you don't have options. You have either options. The point is, both parties have the option. That's the point. And in that he's arguing the Rabbi Yehuda, only the Mocher has options. Rav Amar Liolam Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Umay the Shir, Bamatnitin, Kamafarish Bebraita. Om Ravashi, you know that's for sure the Pshat, because they can only tell me, Echad Alokeach, Echad Amocher. And then the Mishnah concentrates on the Lokeach. Why is that? Shema Amina, that indeed Shiore Shire, the Mocher, for the Braita. Shema Amina. Itma. Ha'omer lecha v'roma natche in lecha layona. Ah, Rav says, that ain't going to help you. Yesho alavona. Ah, the whole thing, the tanai is bottle, mekach is kayin. Apparently, Rav Yamak Rabbi Meir in Kedushin and Shmuel Amak Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Omer li Shariyat Mekudeshet li Amanat Shein Lecha Alay She'er Ksudvona. Harezi Mekudeshet, and forget about the Tanai. So says Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer. Well, it depends. The part about the She'er and the Ksud, which has to do with Mamon, since it's Nitan Lemachila, the Tanai is Kayin. Omer lecha Rav, not true. Ana de Amar filo Rabbi Yehuda, I say. He's telling her he's not going to give her support. And she's saying, okay. But Acha, he's not telling him there is going to be cheating. And you're saying, okay. He's just telling him no hassles about cheating. He's assuming it's a good price. What's it going to be, Meicha? Miyada de Machil. It's not as if he says, I'm cheating you. Shmuel Amar, Ana de Amar, Filu Rabbi Meir. I mean, if you said that, then any time it said all sales final, you'd have to assume that you're being cheated. It's not that way. And Shmuel Amar, Ana de Amar Efilu Rabbi Meir. At kan lo kam Rabbi Meir, at tam elo de vaday ka'achar. Aval acha mi yemer de ka'achar mire. Omer evana le didim ifashle, minei da Shmuel. Omer lecha vero amanat she'in lecha alay ona ayin lo alav ona. But if you say amanat she'in bo ona, then you're referring not to how the guy will treat the ona, but as to whether there is ona'ah, then if there is, then there is. Hara yesh bo ona'ah. Meitve. Hanosev hanotein ba'amana'ah. Ba'omer lechaviro amana'ah she'en lecha alay ona'ah. Ein lo alav ona'ah. So now, l'rav diomer hanad amre filu Rabbi Yehuda. Ha money. Omer abaya, ooh, wow, that's true. So the machvar the rav omar k'rabi meya. Mishpul amak Rabbi Yehuda. Rav says, what's the problem? B'chal lo kasha. Kan be satam, kan be mefaresh the tanya. But med varim amurim where a guy just says stam, all sales final. Avol be mefaresh. Let's say the mocher says of the lokeat. Chayfet ze shani mocher lecha b'matayim, I know perfectly well you can get it for 100. You want to buy it from me, then it's amanat shein lecha alay ona'a. So then in a chinami, in lo alav ona'a. Or vice versa, ze lokeach says to a mocher. Chayfet ze shani lokeach mimcha b'mon. I know perfectly well that there's somebody who may pay 200 for it. So amanat she'en l'chay alay ona'ah. So then in Okinami. So then that's a mechila according to everybody. Tan rabbanan anu seiv anotein ba amanah hareza lo yechashev et harab amanah vet hayafa b'shave ela ozev ezer ba amanah ozev ezer b'shave v'notein lo if he's paid ba amanah you can deduct now the schar k'tafim. The sachar of the gamalim, the sachar of the pundak, but sachar etzmo in a hotel. Shekvar natano scharo mishalem. Scharo mishalem. Didn't say anything about that. Mecha kiyoivle. Omer of Papa, well, we're talking about a case of tzadruye. The Yavi Arbala Meya is a standard sale that we give you.